Jessica was a 15-year-old girl. She had long brown hair and bright green eyes, and she lived in a small town in Oklahoma. But there was a problem. She hadn't slept in days, maybe even weeks. It all started one day on a Saturday night. She had her friends over because they had just won the basketball game. They were having fun, eating pizza, and laughing at just about everything. Jessica was about to put in a DVD so they could watch a movie, but just before she could, she heard a strange knocking. The girls looked at each other, and Jessica walked over to the door, half expecting to see her brother again. He had been annoying the whole night. She twisted the handle and opened the door, but to her surprise, no one was there. She looked back to her friends. "It was probably just your brother trying to scare us," one of her friends said. "You're probably right," Jessica said to her. She set the DVD in the tray, and the movie started up. This was going to be the perfect night. She had her best friends over. They had just won the basketball game, and now they were watching her favorite movie. Though as soon as the movie started, the knocking interrupted again. She stomped over to the door, about to yell at her brother. When she opened the door, no one was there again. She laughed a little bit, confused on what was making the noise, and she turned back to her friends. They all looked a little bit scared. She walked back over and sat down. If she heard it again, she'd just ignore it. She hit play, and the movie started again. They were almost to the end of the movie. They had about 30 minutes left. One of Jessica's friends had already fallen asleep. The girls were really into the movie. Their eyes were glued to the screen. When the movie ended, all of Jessica's friends were sleeping. She got up and walked over to her bed. She got under the covers, but before she could lie her head down, she heard a knock. Except it wasn't at the door. It was above her. The color drained from her face as she looked up. Just above her head was the attic door. Her heart skipped a beat, and she looked down as quick as possible. She tried to think of all the logical reasons for the knocking. It could have been an animal, right? Or maybe the house settling? Or maybe it was... All of a sudden, she heard a door creak open. She looked up at the attic door again. She was terrified, but nothing happened above her. She looked back down and saw her door being opened. "Jessica?" her mother said. She let out a sigh of relief. "Yes," she responded weakly. "Okay, I was just checking in. Get some sleep now." And like that, her mother was gone and she had closed the door behind her. She tried to sleep, but she didn't feel comfortable. Her mind raced with thoughts as her breathing went back to normal. She took a deep breath, turned on her side, and closed her eyes. She awoke to her friend packing her stuff and putting her shoes on. She sat up. "What are you doing?" she asked sleepily. "Sorry I didn't tell you before, but I have gymnastics on Saturday mornings," her friend said as she tied her shoes. "Oh, okay," Jessica said as she turned back around. About 2 hours later, her last friend was getting ready to go. She waved her goodbye as her friend walked out the door into her mom's car. She closed the door inside. She walked back up to her room and sat down on her bed. She picked up her phone and started texting some of her friends about the knocking. They all started talking about ghosts and demons, but she knew none of that was real. She started to think a bit. What if it was real? What if there was a ghost in her attic? She shook the thoughts away and set down her phone. She stared up at the attic door and her heart raced. The rest of the day, nothing happened. Her and her family had just finished eating dinner. She asked to be excused and walk up to her room. She put on her pajamas and brushed her teeth. She lay down in bed and peacefully drifted off to sleep, forgetting about the knocking from last night. She awoke in the middle of her night, her mouth dry. She was lying on her side, and she turned over and looked up at the ceiling. And there she saw it. The attic door was wide open, and there she saw two white eyes staring down at her directly in the eye. She froze. She tried to open her mouth. She tried to scream, but she couldn't do anything. Then all of a sudden, the creature above shifted, and the attic door closed slowly. She let out a small breath, more like a whimper. Her heart was beating, and she was shaking all over. A few months went by, and they moved out of the house. Her dad had to grab things from the attic. She begged him not to go up there, but he did anyways. When he got up there, he saw a horrible sight. He saw bodies of animals. They had been ripped open or eaten by something. There was blood all over the floor and the walls. He saw movement out of the corner of his eye. He turned his head, a queasy feeling in his stomach. And there it was. He saw two bright glowing eyes. The creature looked animal-like. It was on all fours, but it looked like it had a human body. Except its skin was a white color and severely underweight.
It looked hostile, as if it was going to attack. And then Jessica heard a scream from upstairs.